On our beverage cart.
103 vets from north central Wisconsin, all in their late 80s and 90s, are on a jet to Washington to see the World War II Memorial. For all of them, the war is something they've never forgotten. Navy pilot Bill Jones was shot down over the South Pacific.
All four engines quit, and we had to bail out, and I spent the day in a little one-man life raft. It was a rough day, and the raft kept turning over. A wave would hit and turn you over, and you'd crawl back in it. I spent the day doing that.
And then Jones saw the Navy destroyer.
And they threw a rope out to me, and they say, grab the rope. I was about 30 or 40 feet from the destroyer, and one bright young sailor on board said, let go, let go. So he dove in with his clothes on, and when I got on board, they said in another minute you'd have been chewed up in the propeller.
Another Wisconsin veteran, Lester Buck Rogers, still remembers the constant danger.
I was in the Navy, the Coconut Navy, we called it. Every time I got aboard a ship to go someplace, it either got shot at or something.
For Rogers, the celebratory feeling of the trip is tempered by the still painful feeling of the loss.
Kind of sad. Yeah, all of my comrades that we made it. It upsets me.
Bill Schell and Ed Mandrowski are also haunted by memories of the South Pacific.
Crossfire killed, I don't know how many Marines were killed or slaughtered. I've never seen anything like it. We see guys floating around in the bay dead.
We were on top of the hill, and we were surrounded for 10 days. And that always comes back to me in my sleep. Since I came out, I had a couple of nervous breakdowns because of this particular thing.
Like so many other World War II vets, Schell and Mandrowski seem surprised that their service is finally being recognized.
For guys like me that didn't get any recognition and never did, probably never did, never wanted it. I'm an American. I love America. I'll do it again if I was asked to.
This is awesome. I haven't had anything like this since I had my 90th birthday party.
When they arrived in D.C., the Wisconsin vets were greeted like heroes by school children everywhere they went, leaving a lasting impression on John Hochberger, Clifford Pitsley, and James Reynolds.
The thing that comes to me strong and hard is how these kids, the young folks, how they came through line after line everywhere we went.
I couldn't believe all the kids that were lined up out there when we were in Arlington Cemetery congratulating us, thanking us.
For all those school kids that came and shook our hands and said, thank you for your service and God bless America.
And for Irvin Fite, Walden Danielson, and Orv Evanson, the trip to Washington was one of the best days of their long lives.
A great day. Go down in history as the best I've ever had.
And it's been the most wonderful thing I've had probably my whole life.
Don't walk in front of me, because I might not follow. Don't walk behind me, because I might not lead. But walk beside me and be my friend. Let freedom ring.
Jim Campbell of the Never Forgotten Honor Flight helped gather the interviews for this story. His organization is already planning a return trip to Washington for another 100 vets this fall. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.